say the first question is Connie. Here we go.
Like you need a defenseman early on, it's definitely on prime gun.
I don't have an update. He couldn't come back in the game, block that shot. So the initial prognosis of those isn't hopefully as bad as we think. But I have no situation that, I mean, he could play the next game. I obviously may not tell it. I can't sit here and say, it's just tough losing. That's two games in a row now. We've had to avoid 5D and contribute to them, especially. You really feel it in the penalty kill. You know, as much as we were short and third, guys were to get through that. I would anticipate we might have to do something, but we've got tomorrow to take a breath and see what's going on. So we'll have to get a chance to go on.
Aside from the penalty kills, what was the most impressive takeaways from tonight's game?
Loved their first, get out to a 2-0 lead, so now you're making them chase it. Didn't mind our second. Turning point in that period was the fact that Cirelli scores right after they scored. It was less than a minute. That's 9-1. There's a little margin for error. And then the third, the positive side of things, Kelly Kill was awesome. Our goaltender was phenomenal. Just like the puck cross and front half of the goal, you know, it was close, but the guy's game was out of it.
When you have PK role, so just the confident feeling, even facing a task like that, of having another loss, that long, the two-man advantage, knowing that Teddy Crosby is out there.
Yeah, it's a tough group to look at. Sometimes you have to look the other way. No, but in all seriousness, the coach would have done a great job preparing the guys, and they really, we got a little synergy going on there, and they're getting in front of shots, they're making their clears, and pass has been huge, and goaltending has been great for us, so not just pass, but not phone's been in. When you got that combination going, it's usually a good time.
So you have said that first thing he's played with Hedman in the year, he's a little shy of the way he's made deferential a lot of times. I know we all see him progress a lot in the last couple of months, but just what you see from him.
For me, it's a big confidence thing in his game. And, he's so much more physically engaged now in the game, and it's changed everything for him. And so the other parts of his game, the offensive side of the puck, and that just comes natural. It was the other side that he had to grow. And it's taken him a few years here for it to come into play, but now it is, and his confidence is sky high. And
it's maybe easier to left or right side when he plays all around game, not worry about which.
So me personally, I like having the righty lefties. It just opens up the ice for you. But there are players that can play the other side, and if I had to have a preference of putting a lefty on the left side and a right on the right side, I would do it. But there are guys that can play with there, who's one of them. And so it does change the game a little bit, but he's grown so much now that I don't think it would be much.
Coop, not every day you see a defenseman get a great photo of this guy like Kobe. It's got to make you smile while the guys were.
You watch the play go on, and then you're like, oh, what a breakaway. And then I'm like, oh my God, it's cold. But you don't see a defenseman that often get a breakaway from our blue line in. So it was good. I mean, you almost had
John, through the years, you've really shown a lot of confidence in your young centers to take on tasks like facing City Frost, the first team with Tyler Johnson, right? And that Anthony Square makes his tournament. When those players come through facing arguably greatest players you've ever played head to head and win those battles, how much growth do you think about them?
Well, it's probably the cherry on top, because the girls come way before that to be able to put them in those situations. Well, some of it's out of necessity, but some of it is you got to learn to play against guys like Sid and Malkin and the big centers in the league, because you're not fortunate enough to get to the playoffs. And you may not see Sid every single time, but you're going to see players of that caliber. And so when you're playing against the best in the world and you're hanging in there, it's obviously a confidence builder. All right, last one. Yeah, use your razor.